The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a specialty episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. Today, you're going to hear a conversation with artist Ryan Stevenson. If you're not familiar with him, you probably are familiar with his hit song.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. My soul, you alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
Something you may not know about Ryan Stevenson is that he was actually an EMT before he became a famous artist, and he actually saved a woman's life, and she's a part of how he ended up getting a record deal in the first place. We're going to talk about that at the beginning of the podcast, and then in the middle, I honestly have never lost control of my emotions quite like this in an interview. I didn't get angry. I broke down because someone I love has been carried through a very hard season because of a Ryan Stevenson song. And I always thought, you know, one day he'll come into studio and I'll get to thank him. But when I saw him face to face and I went to do that in this conversation you're about to hear, it just choked me up because I suddenly understand the power of these songs and how God uses a situation in someone's life who's a musician and chords and lyrics to literally be his hands and feet to us. And it happened for my aunt. And so you're going to hear that conversation and the song that inspired it all in this conversation with Ryan Stevenson.
Thank you for coming.
Glad to be here. I'm really one of your favorites.
No, for real, because you used to be an EMT. You saved people's lives. I'm sorry, but Toby Mac can't say that.
He can't.
So I saw something online. A woman whose life you saved was somehow influential in your career.
Yeah.
How did that happen? I saw that she came to one of your shows recently.
Bullet point synopsis. I save a lady's life who got struck by lightning when I was working as a paramedic. She survives. I revive her in the back of the ambulance.
Oh my word.
About months and months later, we meet. She finds out I'm a local musician playing acoustic coffee shops.
Just for fun.
Open mic nights. So she just starts to learn more about me. And I remember the day she said, "What's your dream? What do you want to do with your life if you weren't being a paramedic?" I said, "Well, I'd love to help people with my music. I want to do music full time."
Yeah.
It was confusing to her. She's like, "How do you do that? I wouldn't even know where to start."
Was she in music?
No, heavens no. She had a huge catering company and she couldn't do it anymore. And she just loved me.
Yeah, you saved her life.
She just wanted to help me. And I need to remind you, like, this is coming from somebody who, she doesn't share my faith on any level. We're really different that way, but she just loves me and wants to help me. And she's like, "I want to be there for you, whatever that looks like." So I had this opportunity to get into a recording studio and she gave me some money to kind of like help me meet my balance of what I needed.
So you could go in and actually try.
So I went and recorded some songs and that wound me up. hanging out with Toby Mac eventually, you know, through a series of events and
Song
called Speak Life. And it was just like this crazy, weird, unconventional, meticulously crafted story and journey only set up by God that I can't really explain any clearer than that. It's just, that's my weird beginning.
Well, I like that God can use a situation that you wouldn't even think would make sense. You're like, this person wouldn't even from the outside, like, know God to be like, "Do you want me to invest in Ryan?" Like, she was just trying to like love on you and your family. And now your music's, I mean, is she floored now? What's her perspective that she gets to see you bless people?
She's my biggest fan. We stay in touch all the time. She texts me a lot. She'll check in, but like every year on the anniversary date of when her lightning strike took place, she just texts me, "Thank you." She watches from afar. I don't know if she shares my faith. I feel like we're pretty different in politically and spiritually, but yeah. I guess I've just learned how her involvement in my life has been such a testimony of how Jesus will use. He doesn't care what we think. He'll use anything and everything and anyone exactly the way he wants to accomplish his purposes and to ultimately just bless his kids. And
yeah,
it's just been so cool to me to see her watching me from afar.
So I'm not lying and saying you're one of our favorites, because being an EMT is like, you've served and loved people and like helped them physically, but now you're helping them spiritually. What is it like being on? I mean, you've seen people come back to life almost. So what is it like now, like getting to hear people, their spiritual stories come back just from these words that you speak and sing at night? What's that like?
It's incredibly special. The most precious thing about all of us is our story, is our life experience. It's so incredibly valuable, and it frees other people. It's life-changing to the people. When we share those things, when I share those things through my songs and just my life experience and just put vulnerability and transparency yeah. out there on the forefront, and then to see it help other people get free from addiction or shame or guilt or whatever it is that
we deal with. And you're like, that's not even what I was talking about.
I didn't do that. Like, I just write the song. The yeah. rest of it, I have very little to do with. Thank God that he just meets us through mm-hmm. sound and through his spirit, just encountering people. And I love how those stories just get woven into people's lives yeah. at really special moments.
Mm-hmm. And you get to watch it. But then what was that like in 2020 when suddenly it like stops? You're one of the few people I know who was like, it stopped. And you're like, I'm gonna find a way.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your backyard sessions?
Yeah, I mean, when you have two kids and you're getting ready to have a third
yeah.
and your livelihood depends on touring and playing live, I had to get pretty creative. And so, you know, I started playing acoustic coffee shops mm-hmm. and open mic nights. And so it felt just incredibly natural for me to, okay, how can I scale all this down?
Go back.
And just to get right back in a van and just to take an acoustic, unplugged, intimate night right back mm-hmm. to people. How can I do that? So I literally put a thing on social media, says, hey, we're going to do a backyard concert. If anybody wants to do it anywhere in America, email this link and we'll come to you.
That's the bravest thing I've ever heard, or the craziest, because
crazy.
You're like, I'm a come to your house. I don't know
it's
you.
It's crazy. It felt so natural. It felt like I just went right into it, because that's how I started. And the Lord met me in an unbelievable way. Just rekindled my passion and my heart and my love for why did I even want to do this in the first place? And that was being out face to face, no production, no lights, lasers, fog, just no moving parts, just heart testimony, sharing family, community in somebody's home. It exploded for me. So I have more than those that I could ever do. We've done between 80 and 100 of them now, all over America, from East Coast to West.
And you have three children now? That's insane.
And now we have, yeah, we have two boys, 9 and 11.
Wow.
And we have Birdie, our daughter.
Oh my goodness.
She's right around the same age as your little one.
No, praise God.
We're probably in the hospital at the same time.
But. Yeah, I can't even. I mean, it's crazy to have a kid during a pandemic. And it's crazy that you had a kid and you were like, hey, I'm going to do 80 shows. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Your wife is like a hero.
Oh,
but I mean, I'm sure she was so glad that you were out there. I do think that's something that seemed to happen for all the artists that I've talked to. I think for all of us during the pandemic, when all of the, like, as if we're completely out of it, which we're not, but when everything's stripped away, you get to refocus in on like why you started.
Oh, no question.
And what was it like being in people's homes, like getting to see them and their stories? What was the experience like?
It was rekindling. It was just reaffirming of you don't need everything you think you need.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't need all that. I'm clearing the distractions out of your eyes. I'm answering the cry of your heart that you've been just wanting perfect vision. You've been wanting that clarity. I'm giving it to you. And it's right here in this living room, in this gazebo. These are my people.
Yeah.
This is my church. This is my body. You don't need all the other things to have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast overwhelming majority of the hosts that have brought us in, they just invite their neighbors.
Which is how you share
Which is a
Jesus.
Lot of people who are not Christian. They don't believe, they don't share our faith, but they're just coming to this thing at their friend's house. And I just see it night after night after night, they get impacted by the power of the Holy Spirit through these songs and this testimony. It's like, this is why we're doing this.
Yeah. So I have always loved your music, but I was so excited to get to talk to you because I might get emotional too, by the way. My sweet aunt has been battling breast cancer, and she told me that your song, When We Fall Apart, has carried her through. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And I just wanted to ask you about that song, because I know it's deeply personal for you. But my aunt said that when she would lay there for radiation every day, that lyric, there's a healing in the story of your scars. Yeah. Like, she would do it over and over. And she said she would pray the whole time because, you know, it's painful and she's experiencing scars to her own body. And she's doing better now. Mm. And we hope that it's going to stay that way. But, you know, cancer is one of those things that just keeps coming back for her. But when she told me it was your song, I was like, I already know and respect Ryan, but I just wanted to know what it was like for you to write that song out of a deep place where there's like a lot of stuff. And I just wanted to ask if you'd be willing to share that.
Sure, of course. Thank you for sharing that, by the way. My mom got cancer when I was in the eighth grade. And
so young.
So that next year, she started going through treatments. My dad got a long haul truck driving job, and my older sister went away to college.
Oh my word.
So for the next years of my life, I was a young boy, eighth grader, trying to navigate junior high and high school.
And adult things.
With a mom that's super sick. Once my mom got sick, she never recovered. She was never the same. She was sick from then on. But we got really close in those years because it was just her and I, and just experiences that her and I will only have. Mm-hmm. You know, fast forward all these years later when she passed right before I was about to turn 30. The cancer finally, you know, took her, and it was horrible to watch because that's your mom, you know? And I wrote that song because the last conversation, I thought my mom was so wise and she was such a nurturer. Like, if you know me, you know her.
Oh.
I went into her room. She was on hospice in our home. And my sister stopped me before I went there, you know? And she's like, hey, you need to say goodbye to mom, but don't be surprised if she's not all the way there. Like, she's pretty confused.
Yeah.
And so I went into her room and just, you know, I'm a complete mess. I'm the baby of the family.
Oh my goodness.
I'm the only son. And so it was like this, I knew this is it, but my mom just kind of wakes up and has this moment of clarity. And she starts saying these things. She's like, Ryan, listen, I'm going to be okay. I'm exhausted. I'm ready to go be with the Lord. But don't you think for 2 seconds that you need to leave here today feeling like you have to have it all together. She's like, you are... Sometimes our greatest strength is our surrender. Sometimes the only way we're going to see anything clearly in life is when we see it through a set of tears.
Wow.
And sometimes the only way you're going to heal from the hurt and the pain in your life is when you let go of your, just release your grip of control and just let things fall apart and just fall into the arms of Jesus. And that conversation, her literal last words to me, became all these years later, I was writing in my book and I had to go back and remember these seasons of my life where these trajectory shifting moments
that changed everything.
That changed. And I remembered that conversation that my mom had, we had spoke about that day. Last thing she ever said to me, you know, there's healing in your scars. There's healing in that testimony. It heals other people.
Yeah.
It's like, well, mom, these are your words. And I wrote this song called When We Fall Apart. And it was incredibly healing to me. It was like therapy thing.
Like, let's get this out so that it can go further.
It's just been incredibly encouraging to see that song all these years later after she's been gone for, you know, 12 years, to see that her words now impacting meeting other people in the middle of their grief and loss and sickness and all the things that people are going through. It's like, that's just what my mom said to me.
Yeah, I have to tell you that, like, it goes back to what we said earlier, that there is not coincidence. God will use anything, even this insanely painful, you would probably not want to relive it moment, except that it's a sweet moment with your mom, and that God would set you up to have a music career that like your mom can touch all these people, even if she's not here anymore. It's so beautiful. Like, it's very special.
Hey, taking a quick break from this conversation with Ryan Stevenson. There is more to come, but I want to tell you about our incredible show sponsors. If someone asked you as a kid what you wanted to be when you grew up, you probably had an answer ready. But kids who live in poverty, I've seen firsthand, they can't answer that question. It's because they are so concerned with surviving the here and now, finding their next meal, that they can't even think about tomorrow, much less dream for the future. And that's where our podcast sponsor, Food for the Hungry, comes in. They've created a program called the Chicken of the Month Club. And for just $28 a month, you can provide 2 chickens to a different vulnerable family every single month. Here's the best part about those chickens. It's a source of protein. protein through the eggs, and it always improves the nutrition of the kids. They get stronger and healthier, but they also create additional income for the families. So like this family in the Dominican Republic, the mom's name is Noella. They started to sell some of the eggs in the community, and she said, "Now I feel like our family can set goals for the future. We actually don't have to live moment to moment, meal to meal. We have a self-sustaining job because of these chickens." If you want to be a part, all you got to do is text the word flock, F-L-O-C-K, to 91979. Click the link in the show notes or go to fh.org/joy. There are times you just need help. A few weeks ago, my son was super sick and he gave the virus to my husband. I was the last woman standing and I was struggling to take care of my family and my home and my job. And if it wasn't for my in-laws, I do not know what I would have done. I made an emergency call to my mother-in-law and she started helping immediately. And that is where family comes in. I think that's why I'm so excited for our podcast sponsors, United Faith Mortgage, because they are a faith and family team. It's run by a father and son, John and Ryan. They've been through a lot together and they are going to make sure that you are well taken care of. They treat you like family by giving you their direct lender advantage. That just means there's no middleman. When you refinance your home, it could get you a better rate, could save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you're ready to refinance your home, go with someone you can trust. Go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
In the eye of the you remain in control.
More with Ryan Stevenson.
You're working on a new project, and like, obviously, I'm emotional about the stuff you do changes people's lives, because we have no doubt God's sure. going to use it. What are you excited about that's in the new album?
I mean, I will say I'm exhausted.
Are we all?
I'm exhausted in the best way I've ever been in any musical sense I've spent. I just feel like I have wrung every last drop out of anything, any creative flow or just heart or prayer, just conversation with the Lord. I've just spent countless time just pouring into this batch of songs because I feel like this is an important hour in the history of our world and in our culture and in just the cultural and political landscape. The Lord has just taken the last 2 years to do something different in my heart that I just want to be bold to speak to those things, just inject and infuse so much hope and just hopefully culture changing, shifting boldness that inspires other people to not try to just escape from the darkness and all the icky stuff, but to change it.
To do it,
you know? And so that's what, I mean, if you want to expect anything from a new project from me, it's probably just a lot of prayer. And a lot of revelation face to face of what we've been living in the last 2 years. And I don't know that I've poured any deeper into a record and potential radio singles to share with everybody and radio stations than ever until this moment.
It's an important time to have a voice because I think God is like doing something, you know, even if we're not fully aware of what it is yet, distractions are pushed out of the way. Mm-hmm. Things have never been in more turmoil and like you get to speak some truth to that. So, I mean, of course, we're so grateful that you're doing it, that you're putting so much time and energy into it. And it sounds like, would your goal be that you're trying to like motivate people towards something good?
No question.
Change.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess in a nutshell, I just want to inspire and provoke my generation to become agents. Like, I feel like that's why we were created to be light, to be a city set apart on a hill for all to see, to just not always want to escape the icky stuff of the culture, but to actually go to engage it and to change it through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's just it.
You got to get like ready to do that. You can't just wake up one day and be like, I guess I'm going to push back the dark. We got to be like, ready.
You got to go into the teeth of it.
Yes.
You got to be willing to not be liked. You got to be willing for a lot of people to criticize you and disagree with you and think that a lot of weird things, even in the church, even amongst your Christian community, I mean, gosh, we could talk so much about that, but even in our community, it's like 50-50 in people who are bold and standing up for things they really believe.
That's so true.
Is opposed to who else is standing up for things they believe. There's just no, it's incredibly divisive right now. And I want to speak to that. Mm-hmm. The only thing that can change anything is the Father's heart of God. People mm-hmm. having an encounter and a revelation that they are first and foremost Abba's child. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm. But it's so life-changing. Mm-hmm. So we're excited. Do you have a name for the new album?
I don't.
Not yet, but it's
not
coming.
Yet. I think of a new name for it every day because something new will hit me.
Abba's Child, we just named it. It's done.
We'll get there.
Yeah, well, we're excited to hear it. Okay, great. Thank you, Ryan. This has been amazing.
You're welcome. Thanks, Joy.